Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsal says the country is now at a critical phase of the relief and recovery effort as attention is being given to reconstruction and rehabilitation. Speaking on NBC's Ayeng La Soufre Morning Edition today, Dr. Gonsal disclosed that there is a lot of work to be done.
We just approved in the budget last night the supplementary appropriation bill, about $28 million. We're doing a lot of private contracting and other things to help to try and clean up the ash, but we need a certain amount of equipment too. And the private sector has some equipment, but they themselves would need more equipment. Obviously, well, the report which we got from UNEP, the United Nations Emergency Program, I actually have their final draft report in my hands. I got it yesterday and I've been reading it, studying it. The lot of cleaning has to be done. So that's a big issue in the red zone. And even in the top parts of the orange zone, for instance, down in Chateaubelair and Fitzhughes. Richmond is in the red zone, and that also has obviously a lot of ash. But Fitzhughes and Chateaubelair in the orange zone, plenty ash still.
The Prime Minister said work is also being done to restore the water supply to some areas in the red zone, especially those on the windward side of the island.
On the leeward side, Chateaubelair and Fitzhughes, all the way to Richmond, the water situation is, I've been advised, is fine because the intake at Hermitage, which feeds that is okay, and we didn't have break pipes to the extent that you have a challenge. Electricity is also back. However, on the northeastern side, you have the challenges with both water and electricity. The water for Georgetown and above the Dry River going up to Orange Hill normally is fed from the Perseverance intake. The Perseverance intake is above Valley Dixon, which is an inland village between Georgetown and Langley Park. They're now cleaning that. They had to do it manually because they can't get the equipment past given the condition of the road because of the eruption. And so they can't get equipment up there. So a lot of the cleaning has to be done manually, which means it's taking longer. So Perseverance intake, maybe by the end of this week, that might be okay. But then that could only take you as far as Rabaka, because definitely the pipes taking the water got broken with the floods now, which came. So those pipes have to be replaced. And they don't know how far up going to Orange Hill they have to replace. So that's an additional problem, therefore, which has to be dealt with.
And Prime Minister Gonsal said work must also be done to restore electricity to affected areas.
Vinlex switched off the electricity, obviously, up there, north of Rabaka. And there are problems with lines and so forth. Even when those are repaired, for individual homes to have electricity, every single individual home has to be inspected by Vinlex in conjunction with the electrical inspectorate of the Ministry of Work to see whether the houses have to be rewired whether they're fit to receive rewiring. So that these are big issues which have to be dealt with. In this reconstruction phase, but people can only go up there and work. The agencies can only go up there and work in very controlled circumstances because still of the threats of Lahars and so forth. So it's a complicated process.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsal. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's La Soufre Volcano Update.